Good evening, fellow wanderers of the night, and welcome to Midnight Signals. I'm your host, Russ Chamberlain, and I'm here to illuminate the hidden corners of myth and reality that so often blur in the darkness. Tonight, we embark on a journey that has haunted mariners' nightmares for centuries. A journey that plunges us into the icy, briny depths of the sea, where something colossal and ancient is said to lurk. Picture a quiet night on the open ocean. The stars overhead are plentiful and bright, reflecting on the water's surface as if the sky has stretched itself into the sea. The vessel beneath your feet creaks softly with every gentle wave. You stare out into the horizon, nothing but open water in every direction. Yet you sense something out there, something massive, something stirring in the depths. That feeling of awe mingled with dread is central to the enduring legend of the Kraken. For centuries, this creature has woven its tentacles through folklore and history, drifting between the realms of science and superstition. Tonight, we'll delve into the very heart of those legends, tracing them back to medieval manuscripts, following them through the harrowing testimonials of sailors, and landing upon the threshold of modern scientific research. By the end, you might just find yourself wondering where the boundary between myth and fact truly lies, and whether that boundary is far more fragile than we'd like to believe. Take a moment now, wherever you are, to settle into the hush of the hour. Diminish the lights around you if you can. Let the weight of centuries press in. And together, let's unravel the many tendrils of the Kraken's story. When we discuss the Kraken, we're dealing with a legend that seems to straddle two worlds: the tangible realm of reported sightings and the intangible domain of mythic beasts. The name Kraken likely derives from Old Norse, suggesting something twisted, crooked, or simply monstrous. Yet the idea of giant sea creatures predates even the Vikings. Seafaring cultures from the Mediterranean and Far East harbored their own tales of colossal beasts lurking beneath the waves. The Kraken legend specifically found especially fertile ground in the frigid waters of the North Atlantic, around Norway and Greenland. Those who worked the seas in these regions, fishermen, merchants, and explorers, risked not only storms and unpredictable currents, but also the possibility of encountering something truly unimaginable. Early accounts don't always use the word Kraken, but they describe a similar entity, a massive, tentacled monster, sometimes so large it could be mistaken for a small island. Why did such an idea flourish in this part of the world? We have to remember that in the medieval and early modern eras, science was less about systematic experimentation and more about cataloging observations and hearsay. In the face of limited knowledge and limited technology, the unknown could be terrifying. After all, if the seas could swallow entire ships without warning, if storms could appear in an instant, why wouldn't there be a living embodiment of such raw destructive force? The Kraken became a convenient avatar for the ocean's capricious power, enormous, hidden, and unpredictable. But the concept of a gargantuan sea monster isn't just born from fear. It's also rooted in the real experiences of sailors. Navigational charts of the 16th century often depicted horrifying sea beasts in their margins, a tangible representation of maritime lore. The uncharted waters themselves became canvases where cartographers wrote, "Here be dragons," a phrase that might have just been synonymous in certain locales with, "Here be the Kraken." Thus, from the earliest stories, the Kraken was not merely a curiosity. It was a warning. It told sailors to respect the ocean, for they may never return should they venture too far into its domain. To more precisely pinpoint the Kraken's roots, we turn to Norse mythology and the related historical texts. The famous 13th century Norwegian text, The King's Mirror, contains references to enormous sea monsters that threaten ships. While it does not directly name the Kraken, later interpretations would connect the passages describing a terrifying entity with the creature we now know. Moving ahead to the 18th century, a particularly influential figure emerges, Erik Pontoppidan, Bishop of Bergen. He wrote detailed natural histories that included accounts of a massive sea monster dwelling near Norway's coast. A beast with a back that could measure a mile and a half across. Pontompidan even claimed that it could create dangerous whirlpools, swallowing entire ships. We must remember that in his time, the gap between scientific inquiry and folklore was far narrower than it is now. To him and many of his contemporaries, documenting stories of monstrous squids or octopuses were part of recording natural history, not just entertaining superstition. Pontompidan's writing came at a period when Europe's thirst for exploration and knowledge was skyrocketing. Adventurers returned from distant seas with bizarre stories of strange creatures, some grounded in real encounters, others heavily embellished. His accounts, being somewhat official, gave the Kraken an air of legitimacy. If a respected bishop said it existed, who were ordinary sailors to doubt it? With the rise of literacy, these works circulated more widely, ensuring the legend of the Kraken would not only endure, but also evolve. As time went on, descriptions varied. Some versions spoke of a creature lying still on the water's surface, looking like an island. Others emphasized tentacles thicker than ship masts. But all agreed on one chilling detail. Once you've spotted the Kraken, your survival is far from guaranteed. Sailors, then and now, were renowned for their vivid storytelling. Life at sea was hard, perilous, and filled with stretches of time where men gazed into endless horizons. Tales of ghost ships, sea serpents, and sirens became communal lore, passed on in cramped ship cabins and waterfront taverns. In this crucible of superstition, the Kraken narrative thrived. According to some accounts from the 17th century, fishermen off the coasts of Norway and Iceland would sometimes observe large blooms of fish. The phenomenon actually occurs when shoals gather, perhaps driven by currents or nutrients, but in older lore, it was said these fish were gathering around the Kraken. The idea was that the monster's presence attracted a bounty of smaller sea life, leading fishermen to risk venturing closer, only to tempt fate itself. Then there are the first-hand logs and journals that mention inexplicable encounters. In one such account, albeit of uncertain authenticity, a mariner described approaching what he believed was a newly surfaced sandbank. As his crew drew near, the sandbank shifted, rising up with an enormous eye-like shape near its center. Panicked, they turned their ship around, narrowly escaping the subsequent vortex of water. Though such tales might be exaggerations or misinterpretations, they effectively demonstrate the primal fear that huge unknown creatures could instill in an era when the ocean was largely uncharted. Why would these stories persist so strongly? For one, they imparted valuable lessons. The sea was, and remains, a domain of hidden perils. Warning a novice sailor about a tentacled monster might be more arresting and thus more memorable than reminding him to check his navigational charts. Also, in an age without instant communication or reliable rescue operations, attributing the disappearance of a ship to a monstrous entity provided a grim sort of closure. Instead of grappling with uncertainty, it was easier to say, the Kraken took him. As Europe entered the 17th and 18th centuries, spirit of curiosity and systematic inquiry began to replace older forms of knowledge. Natural historians, the precursors of modern science, sought to classify the world's flora and fauna. Yet, when it came to the mysteries of the sea, knowledge was still scarce. A turning point arrived in the 18th century, when naturalists started documenting monster sightings with greater rigor. They corresponded with sailors and captains, collected specimens of strange creatures that washed ashore, and dissected them when possible. Some monstrous carcasses turned out to be large sharks or whales, partially decomposed so that they appeared unrecognizable. Others, however, were identified as enormous squids or octopuses. One of the difficulties lay in describing these creatures accurately. Lacking photographic technology, naturalists relied on sketches and written descriptions, which could be prone to exaggeration. The same phenomenon that gave rise to the Kraken myth, fear and misunderstanding of the unknown, also shaped how scientists and historians interpreted the evidence. Yet, Despite skepticism, many learned individuals remained open to the idea of a giant sea creature with tentacles capable of unthinkable destruction. This was partly due to the occasional mysterious remains that washed onto beaches. Massive tentacles measuring several feet across, suction cups lined with hooks, and beaks large enough to bite through a fish in one snap. Even if these remains belonged to creatures smaller than the fabled kraken, they hinted at the ocean's capacity to harbor life forms beyond what people commonly imagined. By the early 19th century, maritime nations were collecting more direct evidence of large cephalopods. Naval expeditions sometimes encountered enormous squid-like creatures floating on the surface, either dying or already deceased. Despite a growing scientific understanding, many still used the name Kraken as a catch-all for anything monstrous and tentacled, preserving the legend even as science tried to ground it in tangible reality. Of all the ocean's inhabitants, one group stands out as the closest parallel to the mythical Kraken, the giant squid. These elusive creatures dwell in deep waters and, for much of human history, have rarely been observed alive. Evidence of their existence came primarily from carcasses washed ashore or found in the stomachs of their natural predators, such as sperm whales. The largest giant squids can measure upwards of 40 feet, tentacles included, though anecdotal reports suggest even greater lengths. Such measurements pale in comparison to the towering size sometimes attributed to the Kraken, an island-like behemoth spanning miles. But they are certainly big enough to spark the imagination. Possessing eyes the size of dinner plates and formidable tentacles lined with suckers that can leave circular scars on whales, these creatures fit neatly into centuries of monstrous tales. In fact, many historians and marine biologists argue that sightings of giant squid throughout history likely shaped, or at least reinforced, Kraken lore. If a mariner glimpsed a large squid's tentacles near the surface, possibly magnified by the distortion of the water and the drama of the moment, it's not hard to see how the story could grow into a full-blown account of a ship assaulting Leviathan. Moreover, giant squids possess the largest eyes in the animal kingdom, an adaptation to the near-total darkness of the deep sea. Imagine, for a moment, the shock of encountering a dead or dying giant squid with eyes bigger than a human head. It would be difficult not to see it as a physical embodiment of a sea monster. It's not surprising that these real-life encounters fed directly into the mythology of something even larger, even more formidable, a titan that could tear entire vessels to pieces. Yet, for all our modern knowledge, we still rarely observe giant squid in their natural environments. They remain elusive, almost ghostly, captured only occasionally on deep-sea submersible cameras. Their scarcity reinforces the notion that the ocean may still hold secrets that defy human comprehension, perhaps including creatures that rival our wildest legends. In more recent years, advancements in technology like remote-operated vehicles, deep-sea submersibles, and sophisticated sonar have peeled back some of the ocean's mysteries. Yet, astonishingly, we've explored only a fraction of our planet's seafloor. Much of the deep ocean remains unknown territory, an aquatic frontier that may as well be another planet given its remoteness and conditions. This leads us to a question that has haunted scientists and thrill seekers alike. Could a creature of colossal proportions still evade our detection? Skeptics point out that larger animals typically need abundant resources, which would make them more noticeable. Believers counter that the ocean is unimaginably vast, with countless trenches, canyons, and unexplored ecosystems teeming with life. Certain unexplained phenomena, strange recordings of bloop-like sounds or massive sonar readings occasionally stoke speculation that something enormous is out there. While most of these scientific explanations, like ice quakes or combined echoes of large marine animals, the Kraken myth remains a tantalizing backdrop. Even if no one expects to find a literal island-sized cephalopod, the idea of an undiscovered giant resonates with humanity's deep-seated fascination and fear of the unknown. And so the Kraken specter lingers, casting a tentacled silhouette on the edges of scientific exploration. Even when logic tells us that multi-mile behemoth is impossible, part of us, the curious, storytelling animal that we are, clings to the possibility. Beyond biology and history, the Kraken is a powerful symbol. In many ways, it represents the ocean itself. Unfathomable, dangerous, and awe-inspiring. It's a reminder that despite our technological achievements, nature retains the power to humble us. Storms at sea can still sink advanced ships, and riptides can still overpower the strongest swimmers. The Kraken myth transforms this raw, formless peril into a creature, something that we can name and fear, and perhaps on some level, respect. Literature and pop culture have only strengthened this symbolism. Whether it's poems by Alfred Tennyson, classic novels like Jules Verne's 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, or modern blockbuster films, the Kraken endures as a potent representation of unstoppable natural force. It is often depicted as a guardian of hidden realms, or a reflection of humanity's darkest anxieties about the unknown. Even outside fiction, the Kraken looms large in branding. Sports teams, rum bottles, and video games adopt its imagery to evoke power, mystery, and a touch of fear. In each adaptation, the same core idea persists. The Kraken is a force that cannot be ignored or fully understood. It both terrifies and compels, much like the vast oceans themselves. We can't conclude our exploration of the Kraken without recounting some of the most striking personal accounts and anecdotes. Even today, seasoned sailors sometimes speak of witnessing gargantuan shapes sliding beneath their vessels late at night. While these sightings are most likely whales or large schools of fish, the folklore of the Kraken never fails to color their imaginations. Historical records share similar tension. Take the case of a Dutch vessel in the 17th century, whose name has unfortunately been lost to time. The story goes that the sailors landed on what they assumed was a small, rocky outcrop to gather supplies. They quickly discovered the ground was pliable and slick with a foul-smelling slime. Moments later, the entire mass shifted, leading to a frantic evacuation. Whether this was a tall tale born from overactive imaginations or an observation of some unusual natural phenomenon, like a large whale or a patch of floating vegetation, remains unknown. It's precisely these kinds of incidents that give the Kraken myth its longevity. Over centuries, thousands of ships have been lost at sea for reasons that remain uncertain to this day. While storms and human error top the list of probable causes, unanswered questions linger in the minds of those who crave explanation. Could a monstrous sea dweller, possibly an undiscovered giant cephalopod, be responsible for even a fraction of these disappearances? These stories remind us of a universal truth. The deeper we plunge into the ocean, the less certain we are of what we'll find. That's the real terror and the allure of the Kraken. It sits at the intersection between curiosity, dread, and the endless expanse of possibility. We've navigated through centuries of myth, history, superstition, and science, each offering its own perspective on the Kraken. From ancient Norse sagas to contemporary studies of our oceans, the creature remains as elusive in the modern mind as it was in medieval imaginations. Why does its legend persist so strongly? Perhaps because the Kraken, whether real or metaphorical, speaks to a fundamental aspect of the human condition: our simultaneous fascination and fear of the unknown. The sea's vastness mirrors the boundlessness of our curiosity and the depths of our anxieties. We cling to the legends of the Kraken because, in naming our fears, we find both terror and comfort. Terror because we see our vulnerability in its imagined presence. Comfort because we can point to a living shape and say, "This is what I fear." Is it possible that some massive cephalopod, yet undiscovered, still prowls the ocean's hidden corners? Or does the Kraken exist solely in the ethereal realm where myth meets metaphor? The fact that we're still here asking these questions proves the Kraken's enduring power. Even in an age of science and exploration, there remains a part of us that longs for the monstrous and the unexplained, if only to remind us that our world is not fully tamed. As we wrap up tonight's voyage, I invite you to carry this sense of awe with you. Next time you stand by the shore gazing over the waves, imagine, if only for a moment, that something from beyond the edge of our understanding is stirring just below. Perhaps it's nothing, or perhaps it's the echo of ancient stories that refuse to be forgotten. Thank you for joining me on this deep dive into the legend of the Kraken. This is Midnight Signals, where we journey through the hidden, the arcane, the questions that tether us to the unknown. Until next time, stay vigilant in the darkness. And remember that the stories we tell often reveal more than we realize. You've been listening to Midnight Signals. If you enjoyed tonight's discussion on the Kraken, consider leaving a review or sharing the episode with fellow seekers of the unexplained. For more voyages into the mysterious, follow Midnight Signals wherever you get your podcasts. Until we meet again, keep your eyes on the horizon and your mind open to the secrets beneath the surface. Safe travels, dear listeners. May your thoughts be filled with wonder, and may you never encounter the Kraken's tentacles in the dark.